This is at 70 words a minute. Clubs have always played a great part in the everyday life of this country. And, of course, in many others throughout the world. There are clubs for every kind of activity. Some are concerned with social life, some with sport and games, and some are connected with religion or a church. They continue to exist and seem likely to do so in the future because it is a good feeling to belong to a group, particularly if it is a group that has similar interests. It is very natural to want to belong to a club, and there is no reason to hesitate about asking to join. The best way to do so, either at home or abroad, is to telephone the secretary of the club and give him full details about your reasons for wishing to join. They are, as a rule, that if you join such a club, you will meet people of mutual interests, and they, in their turn, will find you yourself interesting. There are, of course, some clubs that are exclusive in the sense that they are formed by an office or school group, or by a group who have played some game together on the same side for years. But it is unlikely that anyone not involved in their activities would find any interest in joining their club. As a man progresses in his profession or trade, he will find himself being asked or wanting to join those clubs used by men of similar interests and ambitions. Women's clubs in America are far greater in number than in all the countries in the rest of the world, although elsewhere they now show a considerable increase. These women's clubs fulfill a personal, social, and local need in almost all instances. The local and national interest in the opinions expressed in them is not only very real, but is often recorded in the newspapers. and has an influence on public thinking. Indeed, women of every type find interest and relief from loneliness in joining a club, and they contribute considerably to their country's way of life.